St. Elmo has a newly renovated fire hall thanks to the efforts of Emerson Birch and his construction company, Artisant Homes. The St. Elmo Fire Hall was built circa 1934 and served initially as a fire station, which serviced a 1,000-gallon fire engine. During the 1980s, the fire hall was closed and became neglected. For the next 20 years, the community struggled with how to maintain the fire hall as a vital component of St. Elmo's history and architecture. The Community Association of Historical St. Elmo worked to maintain the fire hall for years until it became too large of a financial burden. So in 2009, a public-private partnership between the City of Chattanooga and a local citizen, Emerson Birch, created an opportunity to not only save the fire hall, but to have it remain a vital part of the St. Elmo community. I visited the St. Elmo Fire Hall and spoke with Emerson Birch about this newly renovated space and the upcoming St. Elmo Holiday Market, which will be housed at the St. Elmo Fire Hall on December 11th from 10 to 6 p.m.
When the fire hall came up and I started kind of dreaming about what could this space be, it was a great fit with what the city was looking for. It was a great fit for what my personal interests were. And then I kind of looked around at the other artists in the community and I thought, this is great for what they need as well. So the intent of the market is to help support them financially, but then also we want to use the space for shows, for events, for other things that are, they support the arts, they're community friendly, and they also engage people outside of this space.
Birch is a business consultant, originally from Texas, who decided to relocate to Chattanooga after visiting the city several years ago.
You know, it's kind of a bit of a love connection as far as a city with opportunities to help and interact with people, a love for the arts and helping to propagate arts as a way of enhancing culture.
With renovations on the St. Elmo Fire Hall almost complete, Birch overheard some artists talking about where to have a holiday market this season, and he knew right away that the St. Elmo Fire Hall would be a great space for an artisan's market.
Had folks sent in applications and kind of juried out to find the right number of people so the space would be full but not overly full, and also just get some variety. So we have some potters, we've got some fine art painters, we have some people who work with fabric, so clothing and other types of things, jewelry. It's a lot of stuff that actually would be very much what you're looking for the holidays.
Birch had the intention with the St. Elmo Holiday Market to support the artist, but he also wanted to support families. So part of his application and jurying process was about accessibility for even those who are on a modest budget.
The key for me was to have fine art, but then also have utility art, so that people are taking things from here back to their home that are beautiful, but are accessible as well. They're accessible to your tastes if you have really amazing tastes and expensive tastes. They're also accessible to your budget.
Birch brought along a longtime friend and artist, Sean LaRose, for our meeting. LaRose moved with his wife and children to Chattanooga in 2004 to pursue his dream of creating fine art. He is one of the artists whose works will be on display at the St. Elmo Holiday Market.
Before I moved here, it was predominantly just murals and faux finishes and high-end specialty painting. But that was more of a commercial endeavor. And one of the reasons we wanted to move here was really to pursue the fine arts more, and saw a lot of potential in Chattanooga for that. And since then, I've done more murals that are public murals. Before, they were primarily for businesses. Now I've done a couple downtown on Main Street and working on an East Ridge project. Done some large signs here, like the Downtown Up sign. Matthew Dutton and I did that together for the Majestic Theater. And I've also been working on fine art paintings, oil paintings. So I'll have some of those available.
LaRose is impressed by Chattanooga's history of being patrons of sculpture, both classical and conceptual. But he also advocates for a balance between conceptual art and narrative art.
And so murals have a unique ability to deal with narratives, and you're dealing with...
Tell our stories,
yeah.
Be able to kind of look back and remember. So it's not only this kind of modern new thing for a space or a community, but mm-hmm. also it's a bit of memory. It's kind of a nice look back into time and kind yeah. of connect you with these things, which I think is a great part of a lot of the work that Sean does, is that it may look very new and very different, and it pulls a lot of concepts in there as well. So he takes concepts from today and in the past and marries them together really well.
And I guess one of the reasons I care about murals too is because it's one medium where you find the general public are able to talk about it. It actually stimulates conversations. And when you start putting the values of a community in a mural, the heroes, the icons, the things that they appreciate and want to communicate to the public, you find people have, it creates dialogue and people converse about it when they start thinking about this stuff.
Join Emerson Birch and Sean LaRose on Saturday, December 11th for the St. Elmo Holiday Market in the newly renovated St. Elmo Fire Hall. And on the same day, December 11th, St. Elmo is celebrating its 125th birthday with a variety of holiday events. The day begins with the St. Elmo Tour of Homes, featuring revitalized historic homes and churches that are decked out for the holidays. Two stops on the tour will have the opportunity for local and sustainable Christmas shopping, one of them being the St. Elmo Holiday Market, and the other the Fair Trade Market at St. Elmo Presbyterian from 2 to 6 p.m. Then from 6 to 8 in the evening, the trolley will take guests to see Homes in the St. Elmo Christmas Light Contest, with proceeds to benefit the St. Elmo Public Art Project. And St. Elmo Episcopal Church will host a caroling in the gardens at 6:15. Also on that evening, the St. Elmo Merchant Holiday Open House will feature coffee and wine tastings. For more information about the newly renovated St. Elmo Fire Hall and their holiday market and the special day in St. Elmo, visit our blog by going online to wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Manessa Guilfoyle.